Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 487th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. Head on over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus.
Heidi ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to episode 487 of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This episode is going out to, oh, I already forgot his name. Gumby, what's his name again?
Oh, no.
The fighter I'm dedicating it to.
Oh, Stephen Asplund.
Yeah. Stephen Asplund, who called, apparently he watched our LFA preview and called, I'm going to say Gumby up because I didn't know Stephen Asplund. Called Gumby up for calling him chunky because he is no longer chunky, as he showed in the cage, and he came through with a win, and Gumby picked him to win. So this goes out to you. Thank you for listening, Stephen Asplund, and thank you for listening and watching us, everyone else who is here for episode 487, another regional MMA episode. It's our Monday ones though, so we can be picky and choosy about what events we do, only big events. And we're doing a big one, KSW 90, the biggest European promotion around, with some probably, I'm not going to say household names, which was a joke we used to talk about in the old days, but some names you may recognize if you're a hardcore MMA fan. So we're going to get into that. But probably before, we should recap what Mr. Asplund fought on, which was the LFA event that we covered, because Gumby, from what I hear and what I see in the Discord, Gumby made a killing on it with his picks. So let's let Gumby gloat a bit. You may know by his government name, Daniel Vreeland, but we know him as Gumby. Hello, Mr. Gumby.
Hey, what's up? So first of all, you know, we are being a little bit pickier and choosier because it's Monday and we're back on our usual schedule, but you should know there are two events that we already did shows for that you can go back and listen to some of our other breakdowns that are also coming up this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We broke down some of the fights on Unified MMA. Now that card has changed pretty drastically because there were a couple of injuries and Dana White decided that he's going to do a looking for a fight there. And being that he's doing a looking for a fight there, all of a sudden, whole bunch of fighters coming out of the woodworks want to be more of a part of that and stuff like that. So, that one is going to be a little bit bigger and a little bit different, but there are still a couple of fights that we broke down that are still intact and ready to go. So hit those ones up. And then we also broke down A1 Combat 17 this week. So you can go back and listen to that episode and get yourself ready for A1 17. But now that that's out of the way, and I can remind you to go back and watch those episodes,
By no means was I besmirching the good name of those promotions, Now we're doing bigger ones now. That's all.
Yeah. So LFA 174 came your way.
A big one.
This recent Friday, we did have one cancellation. We broke down 10 fights because we did a prelim and a main card show. They were two of our best watched shows on YouTube too. So shout out to all you sickos out there watching a LFA prelim special. But you did it. So thank you for that. And my picks went 7-2. which was a pretty good night. I missed the main event, and I missed a 7.5-1 underdog. So, like, you know.
Yeah, what happened there?
I mean, like, he was a 3-6 fighter, and he was kind of an actual chunky guy. Because Stephen Asplund, by the way, he said he lost a bunch of weight, and my goodness, did he lose a bunch of weight. Yeah. I guess he's down 210 pounds from when he's starting some sort of recent diet. So, yeah, I mean, like, it shows. And his cardio was great, and his striking was precise. But anyway, 7-2. Which included a hit on a +300 underdog, Jade Sheely, hit. She had an armbar deep on her opponent, and then her opponent decided rather than tapping to that armbar, she would just stomp her head.
I saw that.
GQ loss. Yeah, and I was like, I don't care how it ended because 3-1 is 3-1. But if you did bet a unit on every single fight or $100 or, you know, whatever silly game you want to play with that, you'd be up right around 3.2 units or $320 if you're a $100 type person. So it was a big LFA event for us.
Fantastic. Actually, that was your first regional of 2024, right? That actually happened,
so that's,
or not?
That's how we are in the year. We're up exactly that much.
Yep. Fantastic. Oh, and overall, you're still up as well, I take it, obviously, because you didn't.
Yeah, because that's the only one. Yeah,
that's the way it works. All right, fantastic. All right, we got KSW, which pretty much never disappoints, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, they're always pretty fun.
Confrontacja Suszczuk Walki. Can you say it better than that? I bet you can't.
No, you're good.
This is going to be a fun event if you enjoy Jeff trying to say Polish names, because it's not strictly Polish, actually. There's some Czech names as well, or Croatian names that I'll be butchering as well. I am an equal opportunity butcher of names. So regardless of where you're from, I will butcher your name. I promise. That's our promise of this show, right?
Yeah, I'll agree with that. You've gotten better in the years, though. I got to give you that.
Sad, right? It's not as fun.
It's still fun, because then when you miss one, you really miss it.
That's true. When I really miss it, swing and a miss. All right, we are doing KSW 90, as I keep dancing around here. It's going down this Saturday. That would be the 20th of January, 1 p.m. Eastern, on internet pay-per-view. I think it is on Fight Network up here in Canada, so I don't think I have to actually pay for it other than my Fight Network subscription that I already have as part of my TV deal. The venue, Hala Torwar. How is Hala Torwar, Gumby, in Warsaw, Poland?
I've never been.
You've never been there? Have you been to Poland?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Got to check these things. You never know. Gumby sometimes surprises us. He did rip through Europe at one point. So we've got 10 fights on the card. We're going to do the top five thoughts. There's no title fights or anything going on here, but thoughts on the fight card.
In terms of KSW level. There's a lot of fun fighters, but it's kind of a underwhelming one for KSW. They usually have got, like, you know, a title fight or two and something big going on, but they're kind of slowly wading into the waters for 2024.
Yeah. At the very least, they will put on a good spectacle, and we got heavyweights in the main event. So are they chunky guys though, Gumby? They don't look like chunky guys from the thumbnails.
No, definitely not.
Not chunky guys. They're ripped guys. All right. Maybe I will tell you about our good friends at DraftKings first before we jump into these picks, because we are brought to you, to your ears and your eyes, and or both, by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, which don't exist according to Gumby. They are bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Gumby says bet the Packers going forward, right?
That seems like the right move.
Do we know who they're playing next round? Not yet, right? It's happening as we record, right?
Most likely, no. Yeah, they'll be playing the Niners. So take them against the Niners with the points.
Really?
Yeah. All right. With the points, they're going to get a billion points.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SGP. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only in DraftKings Sportsbook with code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That will be 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bet expires 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, you sure the NFL playoffs are done? Because you just gave us a matchup, I thought.
Yeah, they're done.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, you claim they were done.
They're pretty
There's a line through the Dallas team for some reason. That's weird. Anywho, actually, no. Green Bay will be playing Detroit or the Rams. People who are listening to this will know who they're playing because that game is happening as we record. See, it really is over to you.
No.
The bracket. No. Oh, is that not how it works?
I'm pretty sure they reseed. No. I think they reseed. Yeah.
All right.
At least they used to reseed. If they don't reseed, that's a change from how the NFL used to work. Like, last time the Cowboys were good.
But Gumby really doesn't care though, do you, Gumby?
Nope, I don't.
Nope. You care about KSW? You care about
I
KSW.
I do. Yeah, right? I watch more of that than the rest of the NFL playoffs.
How did you find the picks, the lines, any takeaways before we jump into things here?
There's one where I got a pick and I hate the line. But most of the rest of them they're right about where I thought they would be. Maybe a little steeper in one or two cases.
Now, I usually ask if there is any future UFC fighters here, but nobody comes over.
Jump.
Yeah, because they're making too good money, apparently. They don't want to take a pay cut, and they're already fighting in front of huge crowds, and either in their homeland or very close to where they live. So anyone who is UFC caliber on this card? I mean, we've had former UFC fighters here, but...
Yeah, we got a couple of UFC washouts. There's a kickboxer on there who's kind of... you know, the UFC would probably salivate over if he wasn't already signed to KSW. You know, like, he's the kind of guy they bring in at 3-0 to fight on Contender Series. And then, you know, hope he knocks somebody out so that they can stick him in their heavyweight division. But outside of that, not really. Nobody who really who sticks out as being, you know, like, must sign kind of guy. But, you know, good fighters for this show.
Now that we've really sold this event, Gumby, let's jump in here, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, main card, bantamweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds. Islam Jabrailov from, is that Germany?
Yep.
I believe it's a German flag, is it not?
Yep.
Yes, because Belgium is closest. But no, Belgium's stripes are the other way. Versus Alphen Rocher Labez. he's from France. So who knows how it's saying? I should know because I am Canadian after all. Anyhow, 3 5-minute rounds. How do you say the man's name, Gumby?
Is it Rocher Labbé?
Oh, look at you. Are you sure you're not France? Enfin Rocher Labbé. That's totally what it is. I said it like an American. You said it like a Canadian.
Look at that.
Some Freaky Friday.
I'm saying it just like Daniel Cormier.
Oh, God. We swap bodies. All right. I'll tell you about Jabrailov first. He's 9-5. 2 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's submitted 4 times. That appears to be the issue for him, submissions. 0-1 KSW. He's won 3 of his last 4, but he did get submitted, surprise, in his last fight. Was regional champion. You know the lines on these fights, right?
I do. Yeah, you can remind me. That would be helpful.
Plus 200 for this man. Rocher Labbé, 10-2. 2 knockouts, 4 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. He owes us some rounds, this man. Hopefully you can get that shirt soon in the Sports Gambling Podcast store. And if you do go to the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store, use code playoffs, 15% off, and you can help Gumby and myself win a contest. All right. This is his debut in KSW. He's won 5 straight fights. He has not lost a fight since September of 2020. Oh, the good old days of the pandemic. Was a regional champion, used to fight at featherweight, 4 inches taller than Jabrailov, minus 275. You have to do deep dives on these gentlemen.
No, not really. I had heard of Rocher Labbé before, and in addition to that, I really only had to watch one fight really got it for me, because guess what? This is a rematch.
Oh, no, you burned me again on that. Yeah. I searched for everyone except... This one, yeah. I must not have searched.
If you go to one of Jabrailov's most recent losses, it is a submission loss to Rocher Labbé, who guillotined him, because that's kind of the thing. And if you watch any of Islam Jabrailov's fights, like, a lot of his fighting is just like being the much shorter guy, because he's not very tall. It's being the much shorter guy, looking for his power punches, and when he doesn't get it, getting frustrated in wrestling. And his wrestling has worked really well against low-level competition. Like, if you look at his recent record, he's got a few wins in there in his recent fights, and it's mostly just because he's fighting, you know, like, bad enough regional-level guys that he can kind of steamroll them. But anytime he, like, takes a step up, that wrestling's just kind of not good enough, or he's being picked apart too much early on because he's short and doesn't really manage distance well. And the same thing against Rocher Labbé is, like, Rocher Labbé just, you know, picked him apart, hit him with hands, frustrated him. And by the time it got to the third round, Jabrailov's just shooting desperation takedowns and eventually gets guillotined. And the thing about Rocher Labbé, in addition to being really sharp with his submissions and his takedown defense, I really love how he looks on his feet. He's got really good range. He bundles his hooks together. Like, if he backs you up against the cage, you're probably going to eat 3, 4, 5 hooks in a row. He, like, puts really nice combinations together. And, like, he's the worst kind of opponent for Jabrailov, because Jabrailov, you know, like I said, has trouble with distance. He's going to be way shorter in this fight, and he's fighting a guy with a good guillotine, and he's the kind of guy who puts his head in the wrong spot when he's getting frustrated on the feet. So, yeah, give me Rocher Labbé. There's no reason to not pick him in the rematch.
Nothing better than a bundle of hooks, right?
Yeah, buttload of hooks.
A buttload of hooks. If he's already beaten him once, this seems like a pretty good line then.
Yeah, you know? this was one I thought would be a lot further apart. Like, I thought he was going to be like negative 400. So negative 275, you know, probably, you know, I'm not in the habit of being give me a straight money line guy at negative 275 or whatever it is. But, like, you know, if that number came down a little bit, or if you want to squeeze him in a parlay, I think there's ways to use him here. That's valuable.
Not naming any sports books, because we are a DraftKings family. Can you usually get prop bets for KSW?
Not usually, but I would say if you did, yeah, sub. Go for the sub.
Obviously,
prop.
Right?
Yeah, that's what Jabrailov sucks at.
Yeah, hopefully they haven't done the research and don't know that that's what he sucks at. All right. Let's tell you about Damian Stasiak, Adam Soldayev, a couple of names you may know. We have a UFC veteran. We've talked about Soldayev on the show before, have we not? Or am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, we've talked about both these guys.
Yeah, there you go. So we got Polish versus Polish fighting at featherweight, 3 5-minute rounds. I will tell you about Soldayev first. Zahonker is the nickname. I could not find a definition of it. Do you know what do you know his nickname, and do you know anything about it, Gumby?
I don't know anything about it.
someone hit us up either in the Discord, in the comments, on YouTube videos, what C-Z-H-O-N-K-U-R means. I assume in Polish. I've looked it up. Google doesn't know. So if you're smarter than Google, hit us up. Regardless, Sodaev is 7-2 with 4 knockouts, 1 submission, 2-1 KSW. He's won 7 of his last 8. However, that loss did come in his last fight. He's fight down at bantamweight, 7 years younger than Stasiak, an inch taller than him, plus 150. Stasiak Webster is a nickname. Do you know about anything about that, Gumby? That is a
no, but I remember that from a past one. I just can't remember why the hell it is.
Is it from the TV show? You're way too young to remember Webster.
Yeah, right? I don't even know what you're talking
little guy?
About. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Webster. No, I got nothing.
I think some of our demographics skew to my age group, so they are chuckling. If they're still able to chuckle at their advanced age, they're chuckling at my joke. All right, Stasiak, 14-9, 1 knockout, 11 submissions. Boom, boom, boom. He's been knocked out once, 3-3 in KSW, 1-2 over his last 3, 3-2 over his last 5, which sounds better. Did win his last fight via submission. Surprise, surprise. 2-4 in the UFC. Used to fight down at bantamweight as well, just like Soldiev, excuse me. 2011 debut as a pro MMA fighter for Stasiak. An inch of reach on Soldiev, minus 200.
Stasiak had some nice wins in the UFC too. One of those wins, is, I
know. You remember who?
One of them was Davy Grant, if I'm not mistaken. He armbarred him.
Yeah, I saw that name.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to go dog here. I'm going to go with Soldiev. Stasiak, here's the thing about him. Like, his jiu-jitsu is good. And you can't overlook how good his jiu-jitsu is, and it makes him a real threat in any fight he's in. I'm just not impressed with his wrestling. You know, like, most of his fights, in order for him to take it to the ground, he needs his opponent to initiate it. Or, like, he does have some decent trips. Like, he's got some, like, high body lock, like, inside or outside trips. Or, you know, like, I've seen him sort of, like, manhandle people that way. And I think the reason he comes in here as a favorite is because everybody saw Soldiev's last fight against Rutkowski, who's like, you know, one of the best featherweights in this organization. You know, they saw his fight with Rutkowski, and Rutkowski just dragged him to the mat whenever he wanted. But, like, he's not fighting a guy who wrestles like Rutkowski. He's fighting a guy who, you know, if you want to even consider his takedowns wrestling, you would say they're a little bit more on the Greco side. But honestly, they're like the takedowns that they teach you in BJJ class more than they're like anything else. Whereas, like, Soldiev, I think if you look at some of his older fights, has some takedown defense that holds up. And, you know, if this does take place on the feet and he does, you know, I kind of have to strike here. Soldiev does some stuff that I don't love, particularly like leaning in when he throws his strikes. But Stasiak is just kind of not the guy who's going to punish him for it. Stasiak himself is kind of like wide open for counters. He throws more with volume than he does anything else. So, yeah, I kind of think Soldiev on the feet here is the move. And, you know, I think it's just going to be whether or not his takedown defense holds up, or if Stasiak can score a handful of takedowns and win a couple of rounds that way, maybe. But I think Soldiev stays away from it.
You do not like people who lean, Gumby.
I don't. And usually it's leaning away, but here I am taking the guy who's leaning in and kind of leaving his chin out there, because I mean, Stasiak isn't testing anybody's chin anytime soon.
I was going to say mixed messages, but I guess the overall message is no, just don't lean.
Yeah, regardless. I mean,
left, right, back, forward, just
that's don't. Not what they teach you when they're trying to teach you boxing head movement. It's to just lean one way or the other. It's to, like, move sure. behind your shoulder. Yeah. You don't, I don't need to teach boxing here.
No. I'm going to teach people about something called Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. Two things I am not. P2P social betting, that would be peer-to-peer if there are old people like me listening in. Social betting is a new and better way to bet directly against your friends, if you have friends, or other users, that would be me, other users, on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. Maybe Webster, maybe you could bet on Webster, old Webster episodes, and tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower vig and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for dollars. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards is you get your cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. So remember, Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. Head to cut.com. That would be KUTT.com. Oh, yes, that's the catch. KUTT.com. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. You want more bonuses? How about Underdog Fantasy? Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. Whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football when that's around, MMA, simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. Gumby, do you have a favorite player and do you have a favorite fantasy play?
Sure, I'll take Jaylen Brown's higher than on his points. That game would be Monday night's game against the Toronto Raptors. He's listed at 25 and a half points. He's gone for 30 plus in two of his last three, so I'd like his chance to do that against the squad from north of the border.
Gumby's hometown team, quote unquote, or against my hometown team, Gumby. Boston versus Toronto. There you go.
Yeah, you know I'm a Bulls guy, though.
That's true. Watch along, ladies and gentlemen. Make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, do you like the Celtics at all or not?
I think I have, unfortunately, that existence where I'm surrounded by so many fans of the team who then jump on the bandwagon when they're good that I just like hate them out of moral obligation.
Yep, I get it. The Bruins.
Yeah, you were there. You were there.
Hometown team you like, right?
Correct. Yeah. So you were there when the Raptors won the NBA championship. Did you not just find yourself like cussing every single time they won?
No. Because my family are into the Raptors because they're traitors. They jumped off the Suns bandwagon and they joined the Raptors bandwagon once the Raptors came around. So,
and that didn't make you mad?
No.
Okay.
Most things do make me mad, though. Let me tell you, I'm not Mr. Easygoing. No. All right. Will these ladies be mad? Hopefully, they're not mad in the cage. Hopefully, they fight smart. It would be a strawweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds. Evelina Wozniak versus Alexandra Tonchava. That shouldn't even be a hard one to say, and I'm sure I said it wrong. Also, did I say it wrong? Alexandra Tonchava. She is from Bulgaria. You don't see a heck of a lot of Bulgarian fighters, and she's fighting against the Polish Wozniak. I will tell you about who first. I will tell you about Tonchava first. 5-4-1. One knockout, one submission. She's been knocked out once. She also has some finishes, this lady. 0-1 in the KSW. She won 3 of her last 4, did lose her last fight. 0-1 in Bellator. Used to fight down at atomweight. 2 years younger than Wozniak, plus 200. Wozniak is the mad queen. I don't know if that means she's angry, like I was saying, the angry thing. I forgot about that, her nickname, or if it means she's crazy, but regardless, she's a mad queen. 7-2, 2 knockouts, 3 submissions. She's been submitted twice. This is her KSW debut. She's won 1 of her last 3. She's got loss, win, loss over that stretch. All 3 of those losses and wins have come via submission. Was regional champion as well. 2 inches of reach on Tonchava, minus 275.
Yeah, I like Wozniak in this fight, but I will say I'm a little bit hesitant on pulling the trigger on that price. You know, I mentioned before Rocher Labbé. I love him at negative 275. This is a way different negative 275, in my opinion. On one hand, Tonchava, I think she's getting downplayed a little bit by her terrible record, right? Like, her record's bad. But at the same time, I think some of that comes from, you know, like some early losses in her career. And she's actually on a decent little roll right now, including beating some people with some pretty nice records. Wozniak, on the other hand, you know, like, I really do think she's really good. Like, she's probably one of the ones who's like closest to being like she could fight in the UFC, especially in the strawweight division. And I think personally, like, her fight with she fought what's her name who got signed to the UFC, Ivana Petrovic. Remember Ivana Petrovic, who recently made her debut? She actually battered the hell out of Petrovic in the early part of that fight. She's the type of fighter who just comes forward with like some of the most brutal aggression with like absolutely no reason. And that's sort of why I don't love her here at negative 275, because there's a chance she slows down or tires out. There's a chance she gets countered with some grappling. And, you know, she's got some good grappling and ground skills of her own, right? Like, she is a much better fighter. I just worry about her fight IQ and the way she chooses to fight. There's like so much aggression in it and so much forward movement and so much like, I'm going to take one to give one because I trust myself. And like, In one hand, that's good, and it's won her a lot of decisions, and it's like put her ahead on judges' scorecards and made her opponents do dumb things. But like I've seen it not work too, and for that reason, I'm not on there at -275, but I do think she wins this fight.
She is a mad queen after all. I mean, you actually just described a mad queen, basically.
Yeah. That's I assume I don't know what a mad queen is, but I assume it's that.
That's yeah, we assume because yeah, that sounds exactly like how a mad queen would fight. All right, off the mad queens onto the men's side once again. Co-main event is at middleweight, 3 5-minute rounds. Bartosz Fabinski, a name you may be familiar with, versus Lad Zerhoni. We got Polish in Fabinski versus Zerhoni from Croatia. Oh, sorry, from France. Excuse me. There's a Croatian in the main event. I got mixed up. All right. The Frenchman Zerhoni, 11-8, 3 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been submitted 6 times. He owes his rounds. Damn it. This is his, I want to say LFA, but no, this is KSW. His KSW debut. He's won 2 straight fights, both of them via submission. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/store. Promo code playoffs. Used to fight at welterweight, 9 years younger than Fabinski, plus 300. Fabinski, the butcher, 16-5, 8 knockouts. He's been submitted 4 times the only time he's been finished. This is his KSW debut. He's won 1 of his last 3, but that was his last fight. He went 3-3 in the UFC. Used to fight at welterweight, was a regional champion. 2011 pro MMA debut, 4 inches taller than Zerhoni, minus 400. So a big number on the former UFC fighter.
I'm going to roll the dice on the dog here. I just think part of it's me just not, you know, part of it's a fate of Fabinski. Because let's be honest, Fabinski's Brazilian jiu-jitsu defense is awful. It's just truly bad. When he was in the UFC, I don't know if you remember, this is during our show's time, I want to say, I'm pretty sure I took Gerald Meerschaert to submit him in the first round as a prop because I was like, how is this guy going to survive with Gerald Meerschaert? You know, like he's a welterweight. There's no reason for him to be a middleweight. He's not a big middleweight. You know, he's not even barely a big welterweight. So like having him in this division constantly is perplexing. He just loves to stick his head where it doesn't belong and get guillotined. And he's up against the guy in Zerhoni who like, he's got pretty good sub skills. Like I've watched him fight and like, you know, he's got good positioning. He works well off his back. You know, his fault here is he does get a little bit too crazy. Not quite the mad queen crazy, but like, you know, he throws a little heavy when he's on his feet, but Fabinski does that too. You know, like Fabinski's whole thing in the UFC was that he would just throw like 2 giant leaping overhands, one with the right. He'd reset his feet, one with the left. And then he'd be in the clinch, and that's the worst place for him to be because he sucks in the clinch and he's got no jujitsu. That being said, he does have some offensive jujitsu. Like when he's on top, he is actually, you know, I should say this just in case he subs him here, but like he does actually have some.
Fired though.
He does actually have some jujitsu skills, but like I've seen him sub too many times to be up against the guy who's going to be, you know, I forget the height and length stats here, but like. Zerhoni is at least going to fight longer than he is, even if he's not that much taller.
Fabinski's taller, 4 inches taller. I don't know each on other men.
But he's going to fight taller than him. And if the pressure winds up being a thing, right, like Zerhoni just like moves forward until he gets in the clinch, it's the best case scenario for him. Let Fabinski drop down and try to guillotine him. So at 3-1, I think Zerhoni's definitely worth a roll of the dice here.
All right. And Gumby gave some good advice to you kids out there. Don't stick your head where it doesn't belong, right?
That's right.
Refers to outside the cage as well. All right. Before we get to the main event, Hall of Fame bets. Can't forget about Hall of Fame bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets, sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer, a tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets, SGPN. And the merch store. Look at that beautiful hat on me. 15% off everything in the store now until the end of the month with promo code PLAYOFFS. We're competing against other shows for a bonus. So if you want Gumby and Chalks to win a bonus, help buy some stuff from the merch store. code playoffs, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. I almost forgot. /store. And buy the MMA stuff. There's lots of lovely MMA gear in there. All right. Main event time. As I teased off the top, it's a couple of big boys. As Gumby teased, they are not chunky guys, though. Chunky with muscles. This is a heavyweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds. I said these names to you last week when we were previewing the event off air, and I'm going to try to butcher them again. Arkadiyas. I think you said this name for me too. Wurzowik. I got it after 50 attempts versus Ivan Vitasovic. So we got a Polish versus Croatian in Vitasovic. Vitasovic is 12-5-1, 9 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been submitted 5 times. This is the theme of this card. A lot of these people are sticking their heads where they don't belong and getting themselves submitted. This is his KSW debut, and he's made a main already. He's won 6 straight fights, 4 straight via finish. That'll get you made a main spot. He's not lost since August of 2019. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to that link. Look at the MMA merch. Playoffs is your code to get 15% off. Vitasovic used to fight at light heavyweight, 2012 pro MMA debut, +120. Rozic. Hightower's the nickname. Are you a big Police Academy fan, or was that well before your time as well?
Also well before my time.
Oh, goodness. All right, Hightower's 3-0, 1 knockout, 1 submission. All his fights were in KSW. However, he's got much more experience in kickboxing. He went 9-3 with 2 no contests and was a champion in kickboxing. Also 1-0 as a pro boxer. 5 inches taller than Vitasovic, -163. Do you have to dig deep for these guys, at least Vitasovic?
For Vitasovic, a little bit. Rozic, I had to ask myself, is that the same Rozic? Because he had a fight with Better Hari, who's like a very well-known.
Two fights.
Yeah, one I think ended. Did one end with a no contest?
Yeah.
I can't remember why, but I think I remember that one ending in no contest. But the one he won, Rozic actually beat Better Hari in a fight. It was like one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen in any combat sport. And I'm not a big kickboxing guy, so I'm never like, touting a kickboxing fight as happened to see. But he got hit in the head so hard with a kick, and I was like, that dude looks out. And he like rose from the ashes and wound up hitting his own head kick knockout like 2 rounds later. Like, really incredible stuff. He's a very good kickboxer. Now, I've seen him in the MMA sphere. In his first fight in MMA, he looked like a fish out of water on the mat, and his opponent landed an illegal strike that got him back to his feet, and he won. And he wouldn't have won if the illegal strike didn't land and didn't get him back to his feet. So I worry about him in terms of grappling as he's moving forward. That being said, KSW did him a solid here. They're bringing in Ivan Vitasovic. As you mentioned, all of his losses by submission, right? For the most part, like, this guy, if he's losing, it's by submission. It's because he's terrible on the mat. He doesn't have anything for takedown defense. I don't know what his takedown offense looks like, because I couldn't find film of him shooting one. I kept looking to be like, well, if he's got one, he's going to have to shoot it, right? Like, he can't stay on the feet with Rozic. And I couldn't find him at any of him shooting him. So, like, this is a fight that's going to take place on the feet, in my opinion. And Rozic is a much more polished striker, both in terms of technicality, power, accuracy, staying out of trouble with strikes. Like, I mentioned Badr Hari put him on his ass and, gave him I think it was a 9 count. Like, I know that that sounds bad, but that is against like the tippity top of kickboxers. So Rozic's the real deal when it comes to kickboxing. As long as they don't put him in there with somebody with a good takedown, give him some time to progress, he's going to be fine. So I actually really like him here at -163.
All right. Fantastic. And on that note, let's give you a recap before we get out of here. Rozic, he likes Zerhoni as a roll of dice, as a very big dog. Wozniak, Sodayev as another dog. And Jorge Labez, because you wanted to say the name again, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Jorge Labez. All right. That's it. KSW. What number are we at? KSW
90.
Once again, it's Saturday. this Saturday, the 20th, 1 p.m. Come in the Discord and you can, we can chat about this event, because there will be people in there talking about KSW and watching it. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. Twitter, Gumby runs our Twitter account very aptly. That would be Gumby Vreeland. No, he's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm a Jeff Fox writer, and the Twitter account of the show is surprisingly not SGPNMMA. I'm Jeff Fox writer on Instagram as well. You can listen to Gumby's other podcasts. Mine is me. I listen to it, but I'm not on it. It would be Top Turtle MMA podcast. Do you know who's on this week yet?
Yeah, it's got big Canadian flavor to it this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I got Power Bar. Marc-Andre Barrio is going to be on the show.
Did you ask him about the name?
I do. He doesn't give a very satisfying nickname. He's just he's just powerful, and his last name kind of starts with Bar. And that's pretty much it. I talked to Malcolm X Gordon too. Fellow Canadian, big Canadian show.
Yes, it is. Very good, because the UFC is back. Pay-per-view this week. They're just dipping their toes in the water with the pay-per-views this week. It's not the greatest of pay-per-views, but big times are coming after. I can't even remember what is UFC 298. Which one is that? Who's on
that's,
that?
That's Ilia Topuria versus Volkanovski. Yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, yes. Yeah, this one, we got Strickland versus DDP, Pennington versus Myra Bueno Silva. That's the... that's the two title fights. Regardless, lots of Canadians on the card if you're a Canadian MMA fan, as I am. So that would be good to see. So that's happening this Saturday. We're going to cover all of that on Wednesday and Thursday. Prelims Wednesday, main card, and fancy picks on Thursday. Also, in the meantime, make sure you go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon, and sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. All right, Gumby, get us out of here, and we'll be back on Wednesday.
All right, I'm Data Gumby Vreeland. He's the Mad Queen, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.